Ollie Peterson, Aussie correspondence with us now. Hey, Ollie.
Hey, Heather.
What's the latest from that church attack?
So we know that there is calm now because we've had all the religious leaders come together. As you heard the Prime Minister there, Anthony Albanese, in the World Wires indicate they've all come together, been working late at night. But what we know about the teen, who cannot be identified because he is a child, is he is known to police. He actually faced the Campbelltown local court last year, charged with being armed with intent to commit an indictable offence, intimidation, intending to cause physical harm and destroying property. So he is known to police. There are security aspects now to a revenge attack at the Lekemba Mosque. There were firebomb threats that were issued there. But you've heard, again, you've heard from all these religious leaders in Australia standing side by side with the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, just calling for calm. So, look, we hope that is going to be the situation. It's obviously not the headlines that you want in Australia. You can't believe this is going on in Sydney. A couple of days of a difficult situation, but a terrorist attack confirmed, and now the call for calm from all of our leaders.
Hey, Ollie, did you see that it was difficult for the coppers to get him out of the church because people were so cross with him?
Oh, absolutely. You might have seen that vision floating around today. There were beliefs of about 5,000 people outside the church, and they were hurling bricks. They were kicking those police cars, and the riot police had to turn up to cause to try and bring the crowd under control. Even the local hospitals were then sent into lockdown because nobody knew where this attacker was going to go, and therefore they were worried about the safety then of everybody. So, look, it's just a horrible situation. You would have seen the pictures, and I'm sure they'll be on the television news tonight. You just can't believe what's going on.
Yeah. Ollie, how do we know that the Bondi massacre was premeditated?
Because now the police have revealed, from data downloaded from Jason Couch, from Joel Couchy's phone, is he had a fixation with killing and he had a fixation with knives. So he had been spotted at other Westfield centres, Penrith and Parramatta, in recent weeks. Maybe he was scoping out a location for an attack. All of those six people that were killed in the attack, though, this is where it gets really chilling. They cannot find any evidence, police say, that he was specifically targeting women, even though it's five women, one man who has died as a result so far, and other people are in hospital. But the first woman was lining up in a queue to buy a coffee. He's come behind her, stabbed her in the back. He stabbed another woman in the back. He's not even looking at them, and he did not say one word during this ordeal. Now, supposedly the security footage is so horrific, Westfield hopes and police hope it is never played to the public. But data from his phone indicates he had an obsession with knives. He'd been scoping out other shopping centres, and when they have been able to get into his storage locker, they've indicated there were some personal belongings there, knives, notes, drawings. So this was what they're calling now a premeditated attack.
Ollie, if you could take your annual leave at full pay or take twice as much at half pay, what would you do?
See, this is the problem, because on the surface it sounds really good, right? But when you're on holidays, you spend more money,
don't you?
Yeah. So I don't know. I was really interested in this because that's what's being negotiated at the moment between employer groups and unions about this proposal. As you just said, we have 4 weeks annual leave. You could have 8 weeks annual leave. But yeah, you won't get the same amount of money to have that leave. So I can understand why employer groups on the surface might be okay with this. If you're in a larger employer, because guess what? You don't have to pay people as much money. But if you're in a small business, could you imagine all of a sudden you might have people taking 8 weeks off? It's difficult for the business. Personally, you know, if I just wanted that trip to Disneyland with the kids, and if I could take, you know, 6 or 8 weeks instead of 3 or 4, I mean, it's a first world problem.
But you can do that. I mean, you can take unpaid leave. What is wrong? What is this a problem we're even needing to fix? Because you could take your 4 weeks annual leave at full pay, and then you can take 4 weeks unpaid
leave. That's true. Yeah, absolutely. And look, everyone's got flexibility these days.
No, this rule sucks. It's just going to cause trouble. Geez, the unions are pains, aren't they?
But yeah, they are. They're annoying.
Thank you for saying that, Ollie. Thanks for agreeing with me. Ollie Peterson, 6PR Perth live presenter.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.